I have my Jonathan in the studio.
I am here with my Brandy. How are you?
That's our thing.
That's it. That's it. She knows I love her.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. You are in town doing the Triumph Tour.
I am. I'm on tour. We've been doing the Beltway since Sunday.
Yes. Yes, you have.
We passed the Ken Lock and Lady Robin.
Yes. I heard that you were in town and you got this new single out, which we will talk about in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And I wanted everybody to be able to hear it here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But what else is going on with you? Because I know that this is the second single.
Yes, it is.
From your project.
Right, right. So the first single was called I Agree.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I have the young man with me today. His name is Gene Hoskins, who actually has joined me on the song.
Gene.
He's something else.
Man.
He tried to embarrass me on my own song. Do you understand that?
Well, you know.
Why he did that to me?
I don't know why he did that to
me. That ain't even right.
It's just, it tears me down.
So imagine how I felt the night that we were recording. I was like, give me the mic back. I should have did a Clark sister move and snatched the mic from him. That's what I should have
so
did.
Funny. I said on the air just a few minutes ago that I had a dream that I was singing with the Clark sisters.
Really?
I'm like, what is that about?
So you just standing there holding the mic because
I'm not singing.
Listen, let me tell you, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. I'd just stand right there and smile. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
I would just have, in my spirit, seeing Dr. Clark just spanking my hand trying to sing because, you know, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, then if she was there directing, you definitely would sing.
Yeah, I would have to sing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sang. That's right. That's right.
So you're out and about doing stuff.
Yes.
You just told me something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a month, you are in Atlanta.
I am.
So Florida to Atlanta.
Florida to Atlanta and wherever else, then
right.
Back to Atlanta.
Right.
I try to be there weekly for rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
I serve now as a senior director of worship and arts at New Birth.
Mm.
I'm currently serving with the new pastor, Pastor Jamal Harrison Bryant.
Yeah.
And it's been about 10 years since we worked together. Of course,
yeah.
I served with him for about 7 years in Baltimore.
That's where Empowerment I remember Temple. You from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we grew up together in Baltimore, of course. And when he called me and said, hey, Jonathan, I need you. I said, okay. And then he called me again. I said, oh, okay. But then he called my wife and said, I need Jonathan. So at that point, it was a done deal.
Yeah, it was over.
And, I was telling you offline, I know this is an assignment from heaven for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. The people of New Birth are resilient people.
Yes.
They've gone through many storms, mm-hmm. But many of them have stayed there. They're storm survivors. And, of course, they still have grieved the loss of Bishop Eddie Long, and
yeah.
We praise God for his legacy. But with Pastor Bryant, I'm really trying to hold up his arms to help really push a new agenda and a
yes.
new vision.
Yes.
And it's been really exciting. The people are, the Bible talks about the people having a mind to build.
Yeah.
They have a mind to build. They are ready to work.
I've been watching videos
yes.
of stuff that's going on down there, and I'm not surprised
mm-hmm.
because it's Pastor Jamal, but
yes.
I'm also just really thrilled
mm-hmm.
that the tide is shifting for them.
That's right.
And things
that's
are,
right.
Things are on the upswing now.
On Easter Sunday, we were completely full. We had overflow to all three tiers, and they hadn't seen that probably for maybe about 6 years or more.
Wow, that's wild.
And so people are coming back.
Yes.
Got new members coming, and it's just for me, I always want to be where God wants me to be
mm-hmm.
when he wants me to be there. I want to be synchronized with his will and with his timing.
Yeah,
and
important.
I feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm really, really excited about this new journey.
That is so cool. So tell me about Jesus, I Love You.
Jesus, I Love You, it is my brand new single, and I would say it by far is probably one of my favorite songs that God has given me.
Mm-hmm.
We just left the season of resurrection,
yeah.
know, as we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This song is reflective of that, the
mm-hmm.
redemptive work of the cross. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
And so when Jesus died on the cross, he died for us to be healed, saved, and delivered with mercy and grace.
Yes.
And so I feel like it is our responsibility just to give our response back to him by telling him we love him
mm.
because of what he has done for us so freely. And really, I kind of gave you a long version of us just saying, Jesus, I love you. So that really is what the song is about.
Jesus lovers in the building tonight. No, really, are there any Jesus lovers in the building?
It's my Jonathan Nelson and Jesus, I Love You. And I love that.
Thank you so much.
Man.
I am honored. Thank you.
You know what? You said that you felt like this was you know, one of your best. And I think, you know, on a ballad aside, mm-hmm. sort of like a ballad, mm-hmm. but it's a ballad that everybody can sing.
Absolutely. And you know what? Contrary to popular belief, you know, the church choir is still relevant.
Absolutely.
Praise and worship is still relevant, even from an urban perspective, you mm-hmm. know. I wanted to have 3-part harmony. You know,
I think we talked about this.
Absolutely,
last time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we came to know the Lord back in the day, because we, you know, we come from a similar background. You know, the choir was very, very strong, absolutely. A very strong part of the sound of the church.
Absolutely.
And so, I wanted this song to be. It's a mix between. I mean, a praise team could do it, or a choir could do it, yeah. and I wanted to be somewhere in the middle, because I wanted people to be able to easily sing it,
yeah.
but I also wanted to have like some meteor kind of singing in there, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it kind of sets a tone, that choir sound
sets
tone for the entire worship experience.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we don't want that sound to die.
Mm-mm.
And so that's what this song, I mean, that's a part of the mission of this song as mm-hmm. well. But then the message of it, you know, I don't know anybody that doesn't want to tell Jesus that they love him,
mm.
especially if they are Christian
Amen.
And they're saved
yes.
and they... You know, if they have a good memory, then your response should be a praise.
Yes.
And your praise should be always, you know, exemplifying the love of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. and letting him know that you love him.
Yeah.
And so I'm praying that this will, you know, catch it across, you know, the world and yeah. across churches across America, and that people will really sing it, and that this will be one of those anthems that will live on in a timeless manner.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody where they can get this entire project.
The entire project is called Declarations, mm-hmm. of which you can download it on any of your digital platforms. You can go to Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever, to download it and stream it. And then this song, my new single, is called Jesus, I Love You. Again, that is available. If you're at work right now, you can go. This song is available on YouTube. So, you know, I know everybody,
yeah.
you might not be able to play Apple Music, but you might be able to put it on your earphones and go to YouTube. You can
yeah.
play it over and over and over again on YouTube. So it is available via video or digital outlets. Jesus, I Love You. Make sure you get it, and make sure you sing it, make sure you learn it, all that good stuff.
Yeah, teach it to your choir.
Yes.
Now, how do we find you on social media?
You can find me on social media. My name is on for Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. My name is backwards at Nelson Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Jonathan Nelson Music. And then my website is jonathannelson.us. Make sure you come hang out with me.
Yes, hang out with him. He's fun to hang out with.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It is my... Oh, you got one more thing?
Yes. Yeah. And so, starting tomorrow, I'm making an announcement. So, this is exclusive for you.
Oh, I got an exclusive.
So, we're doing a Jesus, I Love You challenge.
Oh.
Yes. And I'm starting it from my social media. I'm asking singers and musicians to get on it. You can do your own arrangement of it. My team that's traveling with me, I got a video that I'm going to put up tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to start the challenge tomorrow. And the winner is going... I'm going to fly the winner out to come sing in concert with me, or play, whichever, whoever. If the winner's a musician
right.
or singer, I'm going to personally fly them out and be in concert with me.
Oh.
And I'm going to feature them on Jesus, I Love You.
Oh, thank you for that exclusive. Y'all heard that, right? So it is the Jesus, I Love You challenge.
That's right.
And it starts on social media.
Tomorrow morning. Absolutely.
So make sure you go to @ Nelson Jonathan.
That's right. That's
Ooh,
right.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go,
so
y'all.
Exciting.
I want to see what y'all got. I know some good singers in Detroit.
Yes,
so let me hear what y'all got.
I'm not the one. But
okay.
Contrary to the dream I had. Anyway, thank you so much for stopping by, as always.
Thank you for having me, Randy. You know you're my Randy. I love you much.